This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise if you're able and kindly remove your caps. Today, the Chicago Cubs, Sandberg family, and Major League Baseball mourn the passing of Cubs legend and Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg. Nicknamed Rhino, this second baseman was truly second to none. His dedication to and respect for the game, along with his unrelenting integrity, grit, hustle, and competitive fire, were hallmarks of his career. He will forever leave a lasting impact on the game, generations of fans, and his loving family. His brave fight against cancer will never be forgotten.
Well done, Chicago Cubs. Well done, Wrigley Field. Good Saturday morning, Chicago. And welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. And your Odyssey app, broadcasting live for the Hyundai Score Studios. I am David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball until 11 o'clock, like we do every Saturday morning. Today, reflecting on a day at Wrigley yesterday, as you heard, what was somber and celebratory, and also victorious for the Cubs, winners over the Orioles. And also, we're going to talk about the White Sox, because suddenly they got good. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, David. Yeah, such an active fun and sad week all at the same time for us here in Chicago, Chicago baseball, you know, the All-Star announcement, the passing of Rhino. Certainly, you know, the Cubs still up there with the second best record in baseball, the White Sox top record in baseball since the All-Star game, most runs, most home runs. Where would you like to start today, my
friend? Well, I think it was eventful. It was emotional. It was a week for both teams that was exhausting at times. I think when you look at what happened on the north side, though, that it's significant because of what was lost in terms of a legend. The Ryne Sandberg eulogies have been touching, and you have done a great job, Bruce, of compartmentalizing what you have, you know, your the past in terms of reminiscing and looking ahead because of what's ahead for this Cub team. Let's start with the Cubs, because as hot as the White Sox are, and they won again last night late in Anaheim, beating the Angels 6-3, this has been a week that we have seen from the Cubs, them mourning the loss of Ryne Sandberg, extending the contract of Jed Hoyer, going into the trade deadline and frankly disappointing the fan base, but still improving their team, and winning a baseball game Friday at Wrigley Field after they announced that they would be hosting the All-Star game in 2027. I'm tired just reading that list, Bruce. So it must he must be exhausted covering it.
Well, you're also tired of ripping the Cubs for not making the big moves all week. And, you know, I admire you because you always speak for the fans in your heart. You know, you've never lost that feeling of, you know, you don't speak for all the fans, but you speak as a talk show host, a reporter, a columnist, and a fan all at the same time. So I admire that, but I also tend to disagree with a lot of your thought process.
That's okay. It's fine. That's what we're here for. I think that two things can be true as we look at the trade deadline specifically, because we've got a big show ahead. Sammy Sosa is going to join us at 9:30 to talk about his memories of Ryan Sandberg. Crane Kenny is going to talk to us, the president of business operations for the Cubs, at 10 o'clock about the week that we just described. And through it all, Bruce, I think the trade deadline has dominated a lot of the conversation because we've been talking about the trade deadline for months. And I think in that way, it's reminiscent of the NFL draft. We talk about the draft and then we get to the point and we all have opinions about what was done and what wasn't done. With the Cubs, it's very simple to me. I was honest about being disappointed in Jed Hoyer and the Cubs. That doesn't mean that I don't understand why they didn't make a big move for a top of the rotation starter. I think two things are true. You can be disappointed in what they didn't do, but you also can understand and accept the fact that they got better with a lineup now that has a bench. It's improved with Willie Castro, and a bullpen that has a more options with it, with the guys they got in the trade deadline.
David, I'm going to shut down your whole argument and everyone's argument about not getting the big picture.
That's what you do.
That they wanted. And that is, who got a big picture in the trade deadline deals? Name one.
That would be difficult because there wasn't that bona fide, no doubt, going to change your season ace available.
That's exactly right. That's 100% right. So the angst that I hear from the fan base, the people, the pundits talking about how the Cubs failed during this trade deadline, I don't think they were paying attention to the marketplace, okay? Alcantara did not get traded, right?
He did not.
Okay, Joe Ryan did not get traded.
That's another guy.
The ace in Washington did not get traded.
Mackenzie Gore,
right?
Still a gnat.
Okay.
A nasty gnat.
So the only guy that I think can help make somebody better that got traded as a starting pitcher is Merrill Kelly, okay? And that was a buy-in on a pitcher that's going to be a free agent in 2 months. So the marketplace for all the general managers, all 30 general managers, was, we want to help our team out. We want to get to the playoffs. We want to win the World Series. But in this day and age, we are not giving up top 100 players to get in to a playoff run, because it's much easier now to get into the playoffs than it ever has been with the expanded playoffs.
It's a tough needle to thread, no doubt about it. I'm not diminishing that challenge. And I also think the Cubs are still in a very good position to make a playoff run, because assuming a lot of things, but you have to assume the health improves for Jameson Taillon, Javier Assad. They come back and they join a rotation that's suddenly a little more crowded. But I don't think that you addressed – you did address the bullpen. I don't want to misspeak here. Here's the thing, Bruce, I'm trying to be consistent with. And you know, when you're on it, you're exactly right. That's a rational way to look at this. But when you challenge the Cubs to seize the moment and to go out and take advantage of an opportunity where you feel like this is the year, and you have 1 year of Kyle Tucker, and you have a roster that has been put together intelligently to make you feel like you could contend for World Series, when you don't get a top-of-the-rotation starter, even if it's not the de facto ace somewhere, somebody who's going to make an impact, it makes you feel a little bit empty. And I right. think that's what I felt more than anything, was a bit deflated, because I had personally built up a lot of anticipation and excitement over who they might get.
So, according to four or five general managers I talked to, those teams with the best young pitchers that weren't traded were asking for four of the top six players in each organization to trade their ace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was willing to do it.
I get that.
They just, you know, I mean, again, that's asking a lot. That's, so one general manager said to me, they made it so that they're listening to you, but they really don't want to make a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They just don't want to trade the guy, but they also want to be open to getting so overwhelmed that they'd have to go back to their owners and say, hey, this, we're going to get four or five young guys, kind of like what Minnesota did during the deadline. Everybody is upset about Minnesota tanking. But what they did was they loaded up on young players again, and within a year, some of those young players are going to be helping them win and getting back to the top of the division. That's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of teams, including big market teams like Chicago, New York, L.A. But the reality is that if you're a team like Minnesota that's going to be sold to somebody else, and the owner is asking you to pare down for that sale.
Oh, they pared down.
As a general manager, you do the best you can to obtain the best talent available for your guys. It's a horrible thing to do to a fan base and, you know, a city. But nonetheless, that's some of the reality going on right now.
The other realities were, in very specific instances, let's look at Florida, for example. The Miami Marlins are, like the White Sox, one of the three best teams in baseball since the All-Star break, and they might have been less willing to part with Sandy Alcantara because of the contract control, so that was maybe harder to make a deal. Also in Washington, complicated by the fact that they were dealing with an interim general manager who might think twice before unloading an ace-caliber lefty in Mackenzie Gore because he's controllable at an affordable salary in Washington. These things factor into the availability of these pitchers, and I get it. I'm not mad at Jed Hoyer. I'm just disappointed that the Cubs did not have the opportunity that I thought might have existed to get that guy.
Yeah, 5 weeks ago they thought they had Mitch Keller from Pittsburgh, and then all of a sudden they started to get cold feet. And you saw he didn't get traded. Now, he's a very good pitcher. He's not a great pitcher. Mm-hmm. He's a good pitcher that would help any rotation. But they decided not to trade him. Nobody seems to understand what's going on in Pittsburgh at all, because every time they get close to contending again, they sell off all their players, and it's a hard thing to do to be a Pittsburgh Pirate fan.
It'd be very difficult. I'm glad we don't have to worry about that. But okay, Bruce, so let's look at the Cubs' inability to land maybe the big-name starter that we talked about them possibly getting for weeks. They were close to a deal for Adrian Hauser, which dovetails into what the White Sox did and didn't do. Adrian Hauser goes to the Rays for three prospects. The Cubs were close on a deal with Chris Getz that didn't happen. They also chose, Chris Getz did, to maintain control of or to keep Luis Robert Jr. What was your initial reaction to what the White Sox did and didn't do at the deadline?
Well, you know, again, we're going to play some Bob Nightingale later talking about his opinion of Chris Getz, his of Jed Hoyer. Bob took the gloves off after the trading deadline, so we'll hear from him in the 10:30 area of our show. But with the White Sox, they never felt they got the amount of players they needed for Luis Robert. And Luis Robert was a tough buy. I mean, I talked to one general manager who said, yeah, the White Sox are being really difficult here, asking for three top players for Luis Robert. And, you know, if it was a year and a half ago, we would have done it. But we're not doing it now when Luis Robert's only having his first two or three good weeks after being a subpar player for the last year. So the gamble was too big for the teams interested in Robert. The teams that were interested in Robert were Phillies, Mets, Padres. They all kicked the tires on Luis Robert. You know, all didn't feel was worth their while.
And frankly, the Mets and the Phillies got center fielders in Bader and Cedric Mullins that, had the Sox got that in return, what they were giving for those two guys, we would have ripped Chris Getz for not getting enough for Luis Robert Jr. So I think it's a matter of you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, because Chris Getz was going to face criticism for holding on to the guy too long, and he's also going to face criticism because the market was too low for him because he's been a player in decline.
So the great argument among media people right now is whether or not the White Sox will bring Luis Robert back after this year, mm-hmm. right? So they owe him $20 million or a $2 million buyout. A lot of media people think they'll easily sign him to the pick up the $20 million option because they have a low payroll. But that's contrary to my information that they have a low payroll because they're not bringing any money in. And a $20 million player on a team that's going to have a $70 million, $80 million payroll is contrary to being able to add the players that you need to add to get better with the young group that you have there right now. Luis Robert might be made to look like that, but in the game of chicken, when by November 1st you have to decide whether or not you're going to give Luis Robert $20 million or not, I think the answer is no.
Well, I think the answer is negotiable. I think the answer is fluid, Bruce. I think we talk about not having to make a decision until you have to make a decision. And frankly, right now, and I don't know how this factors in, but I wonder how you think their spurt of success here. They are 9-4 since the All-Star break, one of the three best teams in baseball. They scored more runs and hit more homers than any team. And I wonder if they finish strong, how that will affect their thinking, because they don't have to make a decision for another 2 months.
So if I'm Chris Getz, I want three $7 million ball players on the free agent market to enhance my young group in 2026 rather than Luis Robert.
This is an ongoing conversation, and I'll argue with you because I don't know yet what you're dealing with, because we have 2 months that he could change your mind. 2 months that he could still change your mind.
Here's one thing that won't change. The thought in the mind of the front office that Luis Robert has been hurt an inordinate amount of times during his career. That's going to stay on your mind, because that's one injury away again from saying, oh man, we made a $20 million mistake.
So the plot thickens with the White Sox and Luis Robert Jr. Continue to follow that. There's plenty of time to look at what they will or won't do. But, Bruce, back to this week that was. On Friday at Wrigley Field, the Cubs play the Orioles. They beat them 1-0. While they were debating and were arguing over whether or not they should have gotten an ace, you know what? One might be emerging right in front of our eyes. I know that might be overstating Cade Horton's value right now, but he does have 17 scoreless innings and a streak that a rookie probably didn't expect to have, or maybe he did and we didn't, but he was outstanding. The Cubs win 1-0 with the bullpen contributions from Thielbar, Kittredge, Keller, and Palencia. Exactly how, if you're Craig Counsell, you want to draw it up, and exactly the right buttons to push. 1-0 victories are things of beauty, Bruce.
Yeah, and two of the guys you acquired in the trade were part of that shutout yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, you know, you strengthen your bullpen. Your bullpen is and rotation is liable to get stronger within another week or 10 days with Tyone and with Javier Assad coming back. Liable, because I don't count on injured pitchers until they show their healthy again, okay, and they're able to contribute. But quality wise you got a chance to have some depth in your organization when you know the next 2 months you cannot make even a waiver deal to bring in a new player from another team. The only players you can bring in are players that have been released. Otherwise you are subject to having the men on your 40-man roster right now all the way through the World Series.
The game was an hour, 49-minute thing of beauty because of how it allowed people to get in and out. And I'm sure you appreciated that because, Bruce, the day started early at Wrigley Field. Just like you told us back on May 22nd, just like you reported 2 months ago, Major League Baseball was in town to make official that Wrigley Field will be the home of the All-Star Game in 2027. Rob Manfred, the commissioner, was here. Mayor Brandon Johnson was there. Governor Pritzker was there. There was a great announcement. It is a big deal. Bruce, what was your reaction to the announcement that you knew was coming?
Well, I'm just happy for the Cub fans who deserve to have the game after 37 years. You know, 1990 was a long time ago. And at least two teams, Atlanta and Texas, two cities, have had two All-Star games within that time. So it was certainly the right time. You know, they made a big deal about the Cubs having the most All-Star games of any original franchise, you know, since 1933, when the All-Star game was invented by Arch Ward of the Chicago Tribune. And that's true, but that's also covering up the fact they haven't had one in 37 years. So it was long overdue. I do salute Governor Pritzker, Mayor Johnson, and the Ricketts family for getting the deal together to pay that money, that 30 some odd million dollars, to build barriers around Wrigley Field so Major League Baseball security would sign off on having the All-Star game at Wrigley Field. That was the biggest problem in them not getting a game over the last 8 years that they've been trying to get this game.
So, and they got it done. They did what they needed to do.
And my hat's off to them. Yeah. They split it three ways, right?
Yep.
Again, it was a city that works one more time.
And we'll wrap up this opening segment the way we started it, with a tribute to Ryan Sandberg. We heard the Cubs pay tribute with a nice day of reflection, Bruce, at Wrigley. And I know today that will continue. The Cubs will wear Ryan's favorite royal blue jerseys without any names on the back, because the only name on the front matters. And number 23. So that will be a very cool gesture today. And yesterday was more emotion. It was the first time fans really got a chance to I think, express themselves at Wrigley Field. And you look at, I saw you, and it was terrific. Rick Sutcliffe is in town talking about needing to cry more and having his emotional responses. You interviewed him on Marquee. And Bruce, just this difficult, because you have had a full week of going up to Milwaukee and eulogizing Rhino, and yesterday at Wrigley. How would you summarize exactly the range of emotions you felt yesterday?
Well, you know, it just puts into perspective, you know, Rhino's career as a ball player and my career as a broadcaster began at the same time. So it really gives you perspective about what you've been doing for the last 40 years and what you've you know, all the wonderful people, including my friend Rick Sutcliffe, that just walked into the room here at Marquee. And, you know, say hi to David.
There's there Rick. He is. Hey, Sut, how are you doing?
And the idea that so many wonderful people that I've been able to know and get to be friends with and truly, you know, blessed career, you know, on my part. But it's just been, you know, makes me more humble, the fact that I'm still able to do this, report news every day on the Score you know, Marquee, and just be able to be around the greatest game in the world, Major League Baseball.
I was struck by how Craig Counsell has been, how he has handled everything this week, because it has been eventful, it has been emotional, and it has been... the week began with the Cubs losing two games to the Brewers, and the sky was falling, essentially. And then a lot of things outside of, you know, the standings, unrelated to the outcomes, happened. And I think he has kept a very even keel. And so what you're feeling about the emotions of losing Rhino and the perspective you're finding, I think it's a lot of Cub fans, whether it's a manager or the people sitting in the bleachers or people covering the team. It's been a difficult week for a lot of people, processing a lot of different emotions, and that's what's going to be interesting. We're going to talk to Sammy Sosa at 9:30. I'm sure he's had his share of a grief to process, and Crane Kenny at the top of the hour will tell us about all the week week's happenings at Wrigley Field. So, Bruce, we got a pretty big show, a lot of things going on. And also the Cubs today, they're back at it at 1:20 right here on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Matthew Boyd needs another needs a big outing because he was bad the last time out in Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Imanaga did that his last time out, even though it was only five innings. There were five really valuable innings showing that he had his stuff back and his command back. That was huge. And I don't expect anything less from Boyd today. You know, he had been so good all year, putting himself not only in the running for the best pitcher, but Cy Young Award. And, you know, to have a bad outing, you know, you don't expect it, but you know, if you talk to pitchers over time, they'll tell you, you know, maybe a third of the time they're going to go out there with their very best stuff and the rest of the time average stuff. And maybe 10 times a year, you're going to have nothing and you're going to have to figure a way to get around that. And certainly that was the case for Boyd and for Shota the last times out before Shota pitched in Milwaukee and Boyd pitching today. I think you'll see a resurgence today.
Before we break, Bruce, real quick, who's the name, first name that comes into your head when I ask you this question? Who is the Cubs ace?
The Cubs ace is Matthew Boyd. I don't think there's any question about it. Imanaga, because he was hurt, you know, for a portion of the year, he certainly would be up there in it. I know you want me to say it's Horton.
I don't want you to say that. I want you to think that, but I don't want you to say that. Let me rephrase the question. Who's going to be the Cubs ace in mid-September?
I can't tell you that. Check with me in mid-September, and I'll give you that answer.
I'll be here.
I'm not a fortune reader. I just report, okay? That's
right.
It, David.
All right.
But I will tell you that Horton is being slowed down. He only threw 71 pitches. You might expect to see him pitch even less over the next, depending on the quality of his start. They're going to watch him. Remember, 34 innings last year.
Good. That's a precious right arm. And if less now gives you more in late September, I'm all for it.
The one thing that's never been proved, David, is that by not throwing, you prevent guys from getting injured. Okay? I've never seen that proven. All the science we have in the game of baseball, I've never heard or seen anything proven that if you don't throw, that you're protecting somebody's arm from being hurt. I always heard the opposite from everybody. The only way to keep your arm strong is to continue to throw. Do it intelligently between starts, long toss, keep that arm moving. But again, not throwing guys, I've never heard that proved.
Well, whatever Cade Horton is doing lately, he's doing it right. So keep that going. All right, when we come back, we take our first break here on Inside the Clubhouse. Sammy Sosa will join us here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Look at those folks waiting for number 62.
The net's almost unfair. The 2-1. Swap on, there she goes! Number 62! Move over, Big Mac, you got company!
This is my house.
I always believe that it's going to happen, but it wasn't the God time. The time was perfect. Now, you know, I'm here again, and I will continue to be here.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine here until 11 o'clock talking Chicago baseball. Thank you to WGN for that highlight from way back in 1998. Of course, one of Sammy Sosa's home runs that captivated baseball that summer. And now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Cubs legend Sammy Sosa. Download the Circa app today. Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
Good morning, David. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you for joining Bruce and us this morning. Really appreciate your time. Let's start with what we are all talking about all week in Chicago, Sammy, the loss of Ryne Sandberg. What did Ryne Sandberg mean to you?
Well, first of all, guy, thank you for having me on the show. You know, Rhino was one of the legend, one of the stars. And again, I remember in 1992 when I first came here, you know, he welcomed me very, very happy. And play right next to Rhino, with a fight-two player that he was, it's incredible. I mean, we spent a lot of time together. The guy was great. The swagger that he had, the attitude every time he went to the play. And he done it off. I mean, the guy was, you know, one of a kind.
Sammy, what type of teammate was he for you and your other teammates? In other words, even as a media person back then, Rhino didn't really talk very much. He only started really having long conversations with people in the media after his career. What was he like watching him prepare every day and the type of teammate he was?
Good morning, Bruce. How you doing, my friend?
Morning, my friend.
Yes, I mean, like you say, Rhino, that was the type of guy that he don't talk too much, but in the field, he was a giant. I mean, the guy prepared himself every day. We spent a lot of time in the clubhouse, but, you know, after that, you know, everybody go separate way. But, you know, my opportunity, Bruce, was that when we was in the field, I mean, I pick his brain. Like I say, the guy was, you know, great. I mean, Hen and I have a very great relationship. And I make him talk a lot because, you know, I mean, you know me. I mean, I'm not a quiet man, so pretty much. But the time that we spent together was great. I mean, the guy was, you know, what can I say, Bruce? I mean, you was there most of the time. I mean, the guy, you know, do it off. I mean, fight to play, you know, Hall of Fame. Great leader, great husband, remarked, and also great grandfather. So pretty much, I mean, the guy was one of a kind.
We're talking with Sammy Sosa here on Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sammy, obviously back at the Cub convention, it was an emotional reunion. I'm sure that you saw him, Rhino, there. And then at spring training, I wonder if your paths intersected there when you were both there serving in different roles, but obviously just being around this year's team. What were those moments like, or when was the last time you were able to communicate with Ryan?
Well, I mean, first of all, when the convention was incredible, guys. I mean, that was something coming back here after 21 years. And be, you know, welcome back to the team, and the convention was amazing. I mean, all the people was there, I had a great time. I have a chance also to see Ryan and his family there. We spent that time together, and it was great. I mean, I haven't seen Ryan in a little while. But, you know, I see him. He was healthy. He was happy. We was making some joke. And also in spin training, I miss Henning spin training. I don't see any spin training anybody because I was there only for a week. But, be around Rhino, like I say, it's always was amazing. You know, I mean, like you say, now, you know, he's our communication was much better. And, we had such a great time.
Sammy, beyond watching Rhino play as a teammate every day, when you're playing as a player at that time, are you so immersed in the playing every day that you don't realize the greatness of yourself or the other people around you? In other words, you're playing 162 games. You're actually playing 200 games with spring training. Do you have time as a player to reflect on the greatness of other people around you?
What you see is what you get. Sometimes it's hard to look, you know, the other side, but, you know, you play every day and you will be recognized the way you play and the way, you know, you put the numbers up there. So, and especially when you talk about myself, I work hard, you know, that Bruce, he was there most of the time. And, I made myself who I was because of the working hard that I have every day. I was dedicated to, you know, to my sport. I was dedicated to be, to not be a regular player. I was dedicated to be a superstar. And unfortunately, with the strength that God gave it to me, you know, I made it to the top.
Sammy, back in 2005, when Ryan Sandberg went into the Baseball Hall of Fame, his speech was known as and became one of the best ever. It was poignant, it was purposeful, and it was passionate. And he talked about respecting the game. And afterward, there was some speculation that he was intending it for an audience of players who were still in the game, players like you and players elsewhere. And I just wondered, did you ever have a conversation with Ryan Sandberg about that speech? And how was your relationship with Rhino throughout the years?
Well, the relationship with Rhino was great. I mean, everybody that go to Hall of Fame have different speech. I don't know, all this last speech, you know, pretty much went to a different level that the people thinking about something else. But it doesn't bother me because I know that I play the way that I play was great, and my numbers are there. So, you know, pretty much it don't bother me.
Sammy, you're going into the Cubs Hall of Fame in just a few weeks. How much are you preparing for that with the speech, and how much of it will just come off the cuff and not be written down, but rather just from the heart, like you always talk?
We're getting prepared. Pretty much, you know, getting a lot of tips left and right, and it's going to be something that we're going to have opportunity to go there and express myself, and pretty much. It's a long story, like I said, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be very, very, very grateful moment. Thinking about all the things that I've done in the past, and made me who I am today. So I think it's going to be something, very special, Bruce. Thank you for asking.
Sammy, the Cubs are one game out behind the Brewers in the Central. It has been a fun season. There are expectations that are high going into the final third of the year. How have you been following this Cub team, and what do you think their chances are of going on a playoff run?
Oh, they got a very good chance. They've been playing great all year long. They've been picking up each other every day, and, there's no panic. They pretty much... This is the second half, and I think, they are pretty much starting a little bit off, but, they're going to pick it up. There's still, a long way to go. They've been, especially have a great manager, which is a great counsel. So I don't think, he's been there many, many times, many, many playoffs, and, the team that he has is perfectly right now. So I think that they're going to pick it up again, and, finish strong. That's why everybody's betting go to the playoff. I think they have all the tool, they have what it takes to do that. So I am not afraid. I am not blink. They've done it, they're doing it, and they will continue doing it.
You know, the one thing I always remember, Sammy, is that for all the years you were with the Cubs, you guys only went to the playoffs twice, and they relied on you so much. They made so much money on you that they didn't really add a lot of players all the time to try to win. Did you ever think about that during your career? I know, you know, those were, you know, other people at that time that ran the team, and they had a different look at it. But did you ever go into offseason saying, gee, don't count on me so much. Go out and get some more players so we can go to the playoffs every year.
Well, I mean, that's a good question, Bruce. They have that mentality, and also when I play, you know, I don't pretty much. Hopefully, I mean, they put a great team together, like you say, but it was different era. It was different era, I have to say, and the team that we have, you know, was a pretty much a team that they put together, and nothing. You know, we can do about it because, I mean, when you're an employee, you know, you got to go out there and do your job. And
you're right about that.
That's right. You know what I mean? So it's nothing else to say. I mean, they're the one that, you know, they pay the check. They're the one, you know, they put the team together. So,
yeah.
But anyway, you know, I enjoy and have a great time anyway. So, I mean, I did my job.
Sammy, looking forward to you coming back very soon. And your special day being inducted into the Cub Hall of Fame. Thanks for joining David and myself here today and your reflections of Rhino. Appreciate it very much, my friend.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me. God bless.
Sammy Sosa, Cubs legend, weighing in on Ryan Sandberg, former teammate of the Cubs, and talking about what is it going to be a real special day next month, Bruce, with the induction of the Cubs Hall of Fame. Sammy will be in town for that, and that will be something to look forward to.
They wasted a lot of big-time talent around him and Rhino, not spending the money, not getting the players they needed for a long time. Again, I have a lot of friends that ran the Tribune Company. They're all great people, and they meant well, but they didn't spend enough money to try to win championships during that era much until the end of Sammy's run.
Bruce, I think we found common ground here. The Chicago Tribune is not what it once was, okay? I think we can all agree on that. All right, but Bob Nightingale, boy, he's had a lot to say about the Cubs and the White Sox. That means it's time for a little chin music when we come back here inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
High and inside, arching music, a little chin music, take that hitter for a ride.
It's time for some chin music.
Hey, Unc, how about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
Then with the White Sox, yeah, to go back to, you know, Luis Robert, just not trading him is a disaster. Should have got more for those guys. You know, you talk to GMs, they get frustrated dealing with Chris Getz too. So, they kind of stood pat. But I think the Robert thing, you know, they should have trained during the winter for one. They had to trade him now. I don't think they can pick up that, you know, that option. I think it's stupid to throw another $20 million down the drain. If anybody thought he was any good, they would have, you know, they would have grabbed him. I mean, they were begging the Philadelphia Phillies to trade him and trade to him, and the Phillies had no interest. I mean, everybody sees the same thing. The guy rarely plays. I don't care how much talent you have, you know. Anthony Rendon's got talent too, but he's not playing, so what good is it?
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, David Hall, Bruce Levine. That was Bob Nightingale from USA Today sounding off on the White Sox for keeping and not trading Luis Robert Jr. Bruce, what was your reaction to that? Bob Nightingale is a guy who's plugged into the White Sox organization, knows them well, let them have it.
Well, that was on foul territory with A.J. Pierzynski, right? Mm-hmm. It was that podcast. So we wanted to give credit to that as well. And I think there's a couple of contrary things that Bob says there, and that they should have traded him now, but at the same time, he's not worth anything. Okay? How do you balance that?
That's why I was surprised he was as strong as he was, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, he said, well, he hardly plays now. Well, Luis actually played most of the year, okay? He hasn't been out very much at all. The fact is he hasn't hit. The last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I think in July he hit 350 with OPS of around 1,000, but there wasn't a tremendous amount of slug. There was three home runs, I think, in that time period, and 11 RBIs. So, you know, you times that by six, that's 18 and 70 something for the year. That's not a superstar numbers that he's putting up. And I think the market always tells you what a guy is worth. And right now, people just don't think that he's worth two or three young players. And I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. The real question, David, is he worth $20 million to you going forward? And as you put it in a very succinct way, we'll see. The proof's going to be in the pudding as to what he does the next 2 months.
He has 2 months to make up my mind for me. And I am keeping an open mind to the fact that he could show value on a payroll that is now at $70 million-ish, that what else are you going to spend it on? If you have a player.
That's not it.
Well,
No.
It is it, Bruce. It is it, Bruce.
No.
Bruce.
It's not.
But if you have a guy of value that shows you with the final third of the season that he's closer to being the player he was 2 years ago than the player he was last season, then I think you have you have an ability and maybe even an obligation to at least spend have a $20 million a year player.
See, Mike, I have this stupid saying that I always say, and that is, an injured player is an injured player. That means you always have to be aware that he's going to get injured again, right? I can't put $20 million into Luis Robert. I love his talent. I love the competitor. He's a terrific guy to deal with. Everything is good about him, but the fact is he's gotten hurt on numerous occasions just running the bases.
Listen, okay? I'm not going to sit here and talk about and wave the flag and defend Luis Robert's durability. That would be a foolish thing to do.
If you're going to spend $20 million bucks,
Bruce,
for him.
I'm telling you what I'm telling you. I'm waiting until I have to make a decision, and I don't have to do it today. And so if over the final third of the season, yeah, maybe I will be fooled into thinking he has turned the corner in terms of his availability.
Here's the other part of it, okay?
What's the other part of it?
The other part is if you decide to pick up the $20 million, you're not going to be able to trade him because the theory is going to take hold again starting next year.
Well,
okay?
How about this theory?
Instead of making what he made this year, he's going to be making $20 million with another option in 2027 for $20 million more. Now, again, a big market team like the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Phillies, they can absorb it. The White Sox, with an $80 million payroll, I'd rather see three $7 million ballplayers that are good to come
I'll
in here
quick
and
responses
help
to
White
you.
Sox.
Number one, I don't want to see an $80 million payroll. I want to see a payroll that reflects the direction you think you're headed with all of these rookies and all of these high-performing young players. And, Bruce, if you have a final third of a season that is somewhat resurgent for Luis Robert Jr., oh, by the way, what happens if the other guys are actually good? What happens if you are onto something here, Chris Getz? What happens if, we're going to talk about actually winning games on the South Side? Then you might think, well, he might be worth keeping somebody that talented, somebody who is reaching his potential more than he did the previous year. I'm just saying, keep an open mind for the final 2 months, and then you can tell me all that you just told me, and I might agree more than I do now.
Yeah, you know, the practicality of it is just not there for me. And again, I can't predict the future for Luis Robert, but I can predict the future for the White Sox, and that is, they have really good young talent that's coming along, okay? They need to be able to enhance that, right? And because you want them to spend $120 or $130 or $140 million in a payroll, it's not necessarily going to happen next year.
It's not
going
to happen next year. It's not. But right. I also don't think you have to go the other way and pare it down to paying minimum wage to everyone on your roster.
Well, you do if you're giving 30% of your payroll to one guy.
How about if he's a good enough player, you keep him? How about if he shows that he's good enough to play, you keep him, Bruce?
Okay, David.
What? Why are you arguing with me? All I'm saying is keep an open mind for 2 months.
It doesn't make sense. He's been disappointing to himself and the team and the city and the fans for a long time. Let him go somewhere else, resurge his career, and wish him, you know, all the best. Meantime, move on with your good young team and good young talent, supplementing it with that $20 million for other good players.
I'll be back with Bruce Nightingale after the break and talk about how, well, it's a good debate, Bruce. We'll keep it going. When we come back, though, Crane Kenny is going to join us in what has been an eventful and emotional week at Wrigley Field for the Cubs. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.